Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and it's fast approaching the Hail Yes Hot Air Balloon Fest going on at the Iosco County Fairgrounds in Hail, September 23rd through the 25th. And a guy who's a big part of that, he's the balloon meister for the big event, Don Workman joining us. How are you, Don?
Doing great. How's Kevin? How are things up in Hail?
We are doing well and getting ready for the big event. It's amazing that this has been going on for so many years, and it just gets better and better every time, doesn't it?
It does. We keep trying to grow the event. We have great participants that have been there every year. Most of them come back every year. Everybody loves the event up there, and especially the locals and the local support that we have from volunteers and crew and just the community in general.
Well,
everybody looks forward to this event.
They do, because it is so unique. We don't get the chance to get, even if we get one hot air balloon, we're fortunate, but to get this many, and I know we're still a ways away from the big weekend, but do we have any idea about how many balloons will be coming this year, Don?
This year, at this point, we have 14 balloons, okay. Which is, last year we had 15, which was a record.
Yeah.
We've always been a little bit shy of that. Flying up in the hail area is a bit of a challenge,
mm-hmm.
and there's some competing events that sometimes can be a little bit interesting getting people.
Yeah.
But 14 balloons is a good number. It's a good small community of balloonists that enjoy the event, and they come back year after year.
Now, what are people going to expect to see when they come on out? If they've never been a part of the Balloon Festival, tell us a little bit about the balloons, how they operate, and what we're going to see during that weekend.
Okay, well, for the most part, the balloon event up there, since it is a fairly challenging area with the National Forest, what we tend to do is what they call a hare and hound type of a competition, where one balloon takes off and the rest of the balloons, we call those the hounds. They try to follow the hare and duplicate its flight path. When the hare balloon lands, he puts out a target, and the rest of the balloons drop a little marker, as hopefully towards the center of that target, and they accumulate points over the weekend. The person that on average gets a better target throw than everybody else throughout the course of the weekend becomes the grand champion and has the right to take the Dave Adams Memorial Trophy home with them for the following year and bring it back the next year.
Nice. All right. Now, approximately how many times will the balloons go up during that weekend?
During the weekend, we have, for the event itself, four flights scheduled: Friday evening, Saturday morning, Saturday night, and the flight Sunday morning. Myself and a few other balloonists are also going to come in town a little bit early, midday Thursday, and hopefully get a couple flights off, one Thursday evening, possibly one Friday morning. So those aren't necessarily part of the event.
Right.
It's just trying to get some interest going. People know the balloons are there, and try to spur up some interest and some vendors really appreciate that.
Well, now, every year we know that weather's a big issue. What are some of the things that we need to look for weather-wise so we make sure that the balloons do get to go up during those days?
Well, the biggest concern with balloons is the balloons are so big, if the winds are over 12 miles an hour,
yeah.
It's a little bit challenging having passengers on board. Well, not really passengers, but sponsors on board. The biggest question weather-wise is no thunderstorms within a 50-mile radius of our flight area. Obviously, winds below 12 miles an hour, it'd be nice to have blue skies, but it doesn't have to be a perfect blue sky day. As long as there's not any thunderstorms or precipitation in the area and the winds are calm enough, we're there to entertain and enjoy ballooning with the community.
Now, when they're not up in the area, the balloons will be right there at the fairgrounds there, so people can come on out. They'll get the chance to meet some of the balloonists and maybe learn a little bit more about what's going on.
Absolutely. We do something on Saturday, which is kind of fun. It's a pilot meet and greet where we have pilots come out there during the course of the day on Saturday. So people that are curious about balloons or just have crazy questions to ask a pilot, pilots will be there with their balloons doing a little bit of a show and tell. And this year we added something else, which is kind of fun for kids and sometimes just general public. We're going to have a autograph line of all the pilots where we're doing trading cards for all the balloons, and the pilots can provide autographs / interviews, question and answer sessions, that kind of stuff. That's going to be going on for a few hours Saturday afternoon. So if people are interested in coming out and talking to pilots and learning a little bit more, it's just another way to pay back to the community for their involvement.
It is. And they get something out of it. The community gets something out of it. It's a win-win situation. Now, one of the other things you do is a balloon glow, where they don't take off, but you get to see the way the balloons look, glowing in the evening, right?
Yeah, we do a balloon glow on Saturday evening after the flight. That usually starts just about dusk time, which is 8:30-ish. this time of year. So about 8:15, we'll inflate the balloon Saturday evening and do a static show and tell with the crowd right on the launch field right there at the fairgrounds. That's always a crowd favorite for people of kids of all ages, the best way to describe that one.
Yeah, you're right. And bring your cameras, because it is a camera-worthy event, that's for sure. And be a part of it. September 23rd through the 25th, it is the Hail Yes Hot Air Balloon Festival going on there at the Iosco County Fairgrounds in Hail. Everyone is welcome. Get your buttons and come on out and support the Hail Yes organization. And Don, if they wanted to learn more about what you guys do and you as the Balloon Meister and what your balloon experts do. Do you have a website? Is there somewhere they can go to learn more about this?
There are quite a few websites out there. There's actually a Hail Area Association website. There's a balloon event website that they can go, and there's some blogs in there from past participants, whether it be pilots or sponsors that have gone for rides. There's a wealth of information that's available that way. There's also a huge website for the Balloon Federation of America, BFA in other words. There is a very educational area in their website for people that are totally novices to balloons. They can explain a lot of how balloons operate. And obviously, if there's questions that can't be answered in the website's type scenario, or if somebody doesn't have access to the internet to do that, by all means, they can come out and speak with the pilots on Saturday afternoon, either in the line, or when we're doing our show and tell around the fairgrounds Saturday afternoon. That's what we're all there for, to try to help educate and show people what balloons can do and sometimes what they can't do. So it's a fun thing for all ages.
You betcha, and it will be. All kinds of different events, but the balloons, the main attraction at the Hail Yes Hot Air Balloon Festival coming up September 23rd through the 25th. That'll be at the fairgrounds there in Hail. And Balloon Meister Don Workman, always a pleasure, my friend, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there for the big event.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. We'll see you people in a couple weeks.